are listening to the official Hitch Guides in Cape Town podcast special episode. Questions and answers. Okay, so this is recorded on October 5th, or as they say in Pittsburgh, 5th.
Or as they say in South Africa, 5 October.
It's recorded in advance because I am going to be in America for a few weeks, and we want to have podcasts to entertain you while I'm gone. So we open the floor to our listeners, asking them to ask us questions about our life in Africa. And so we've got a few for you. We're going to start with Evie, and her question is, describe a day in the life in Cape Town for us. And I warned her, our lives are really boring. Do you want to start, Colin?
I guess so. I usually wake up and I go to work. I ride a giraffe to work. It's
Colin's
weird.
Colin's lying.
We don't have cars here. We just have giraffes and rhinos. Rhinos are way nicer than...
Because you have that horn to hold on to.
Yeah.
Let's be real. Okay, let's tell the truth.
Okay. Truth is, wake up. Work out, maybe, go to work, and then I come home.
And what happens when you come home?
I come home to Robin, which is exciting. Way more exciting than work, which is super boring currently. And Robin and I hang out. We have fun.
Yeah, we do.
We cook and talk. And I usually keep talking until I annoy Robin.
We watch a lot of TV together.
We definitely watch TV. No, so it's pretty boring. We try to go out, I think, at least one...
Weeknight a week.
And then at least on one weekend. Yeah, and I don't know, usually hanging out.
I have a day in the life, too.
Oh, yeah.
My day in the life is separate from yours.
Oh, yeah, too. I assume we were the same person.
Evie... When you first asked this question, I was like, you know what? I really divide my day by the noon gun. That has not been true at all in the past 10 days or so. But when you asked this question, it was really like when I woke up, and I usually wake up around the same time as Colin because he has a tendency to watch The Daily Show and The Colbert Report from last night, kind of loud, while he's getting ready.
That's true.
It tends to wake me
up. I get ready loudly. That's
yes.
true.
Yes. So is, we live in a loft. We live in a one-room apartment. So I tend to wake up around the time Colin does. I just don't really get out of bed until around the time he leaves. But those few hours between when Colin leaves around 8:30 or so and noon, that is the time that I try to devote to writing. So it's like I set myself a daily goal. It's like I want to... write 500 words by the noon gun, or I'm trying to write a play right now.
Do they know what the noon gun is?
At noon, they fire a cannon. I don't know why, but they do every
day. It's really loud, yeah.
And it's very loud. So it's like, by the noon gun, I want to, you know, write 10 lines of dialogue in my play, or I want to write 500 words, or I try to set this, like, writing goal so that I can be focused for at least half the day. After the noon gun, I sort of let myself loose, and usually my first step after the noon gun is to start exercising because I like to exercise and shower.
Keep it tight.
I like to keep it tight. But I like to be done with exercising and showering and getting dressed for the day by no later than like 2:30, so that when I have to go out to run my errands, like grocery shopping or whatever... like the sweet spot for running errands is between 1:30 and 3:30, and I try to fit it in somewhere in there. And then after that, if I wrote earlier today, I might go back to edit. I might just goof off on the internet. 3 o'clock is when the East Coast in the U.S. wakes up, so I usually start g-chatting with my friends around then. And then Colin comes home and we kiss and I cook or he cooks. But yeah, that's what my day in the life is. Super boring.
Super boring.
Our lives are incredibly dull.
The weekend, we definitely try like to do at least one real fun
thing. That's what you hear about on the podcast is the fun stuff that we do.
The fun stuff, yeah.
But
not
day in the life stuff, our lives are incredibly boring. Even in Africa, people are bored. Okay, so next question. Addie, Listen to her podcast. Add it up.
Oh my God, she is the best.
She is the best.
She is, Addie, you're the best. Don't take that out, Tune.
I won't.
Okay. You're the best.
Our podcast has been like a love letter to the Twig family.
Yeah, seriously. Addie, you're the best.
Yeah, so Addie asked, have we formed any new habits living in South Africa that we would like to bring back with us to the U.S.?
So, Robin and I talked about this at dinner today, and I think it's important to mention the things that we do differently here, or the habits that we've picked up here, that are different from what we did in the States.
Yeah. And even if we don't intend to bring them back.
Yeah, that's a good point. And the first, the most important one here is safety.
Yeah.
I am always looking around, you know, what's going on. I'm always looking for, like, why someone is standing next to me. I feel safe here.
We do, like, feel safe, but it's, you have to be prepared in order to feel
yeah,
safe.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, crazy,
you
yeah.
know, it's like if we're going out to Long Street where the bars are, it's like, it's, well, two don't blocks bring away. Your purse. Right. Yeah,
it's only it's two like, blocks away.
Okay, take the credit cards you absolutely need and the cash you absolutely need and bring nothing else.
Yeah, and so we do that. But also, like one thing I noticed today, because we went out and just had some dinner out there tonight, and like one thing I noticed as I was getting in the elevator, I took my wallet from my back pocket and put it in my front pocket, and I was like, oh, I was like, shit, I don't ever do this in the
yeah.
States.
Yeah. So yeah, that is a habit that we've definitely picked up that I don't want to bring back to the States.
I think, like, it's good being like vigilant and stuff.
Yeah, but I miss my easy breezy walk home alone at night lifestyle, and I want it back.
One thing that I definitely want to bring back, and I can, and I'm pretty sure Robin will too, is us going out of our way to do things that are interesting in the city.
Oh, that's a great answer. That's the answer to this question.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's because, like, it's just we're going out of our way to see things that are neat in the city. And that's one thing that I noticed in Pittsburgh, like, the foreign students in my program were always so good at, like,
Experiencing Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they did so much. They did more stuff than I did.
Our next question is from Megan. Megan asked, how often are people speaking Afrikaans around you? Which came up because I had tweeted about how at my beauty salon, I can tell that they're gossiping by their tone of voice, but they're gossiping in Afrikaans, so I can't understand them. So it drives me nuts. The answer is not very much.
For Robin, the answer is every day to me.
Really?
Well, there are people that speak Afrikaans in my office.
So South Africa is really interesting, and I think that Cape Town, maybe in particular, everyone speaks more than one language.
And people that speak Afrikaans probably speak English.
Like in
especially
Cape,
people
so
who
in
grew
Cape
up
Town,
here.
I'll put up the map that was on Wikipedia of, like, the primary spoken language in different areas in South Africa. Cape Town is one of the few pockets of main English speakers. People mainly speak English here.
Oh, okay, sure.
In most of South Africa, square footage-wise, people mainly speak Afrikaans. What I told Megan was I was, like, in Cape Town, or I guess in, I want to say really, in the Central Business District, in my day-to-day life, the language that I encounter the most that isn't English is Nkosa. I don't really know how to pronounce that. It's spelled X-H-O-S-A.
Kosa, that's how people that can't pronounce it say it, I think.
Kosa?
I think so, yeah. That's what I've heard. It's a language with clicks.
But Kosa is, like, the main African language in this area.
Maybe you get, like, a recording. Like, I bet you there's a recording online.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, because, like, it's interesting.
Because
like,
say clicks, like, I think when I was a kid.
It's like, it's not like
right,
clicking.
Right, like, I think, like, from, like, these gods are crazy, or the gods must be crazy, I thought that, like, African language was, like.
It's not
like that, but those are all phonics in the language.
So it's like.
I've not come close to being able to mimic the sound.
Yeah,
of the
but it's like, but it's imagine those clicks, like. Interspersed within a sentence.
Yes. The X in Kosa, I think, is really meant to represent a click sound, but, like, the way that native English speakers say it is sort of like, if you had to pronounce N and K together, the sound in between the two. That's the way that I described it to Megan. I don't know if that's correct. That's sort of what I've, like, gathered from hearing other native English speakers try to pronounce the name of that language. Anyway, so Colin hears more Afrikaans than I do. I hear more Xhosa, but it seems like everyone speaks at least some Afrikaans here. All right, so our next question is from Annie D., and she actually asked us several questions, and we're going to answer them all because we didn't get that many questions. So her first question is, what's chocolate like there?
That's actually a fantastic question.
It's a great question.
Because there's this bubble chocolate.
Yes. So, we're American, and Cadbury really, at least where we live, which was Pennsylvania, where Hershey dominates, and I think that Hershey bought the rights to sell Cadbury in America, but I'd have to look that up. But anyway, we really only get Cadbury around Easter, right?
I don't know.
Okay. Cadbury is not as big a chocolate brand in the U.S. as it is in the rest of the world. So here...
Yeah, everything is Cadbury. Or there's a lot of Cadbury.
Lot of Cadbury. Cadbury is the Hershey of the rest of the world.
You were just beating around the bush with this, like, bubble chocolate. Like, you just need to dive... All right, just, like,
so
dive into the deliciousness of the
For milk. Everyone who doesn't live in America, I'm sure you are familiar with Cadbury Dairy Milk. They introduced Cadbury Bubbly, which is like an Aero bar, if anybody is familiar with that. I don't think they really sell those in the U.S. either. But it's the aerated chocolate. It's got those tiny bubbles in it.
But it's in the shape of bubbles.
It's bubbly on the inside and the outside.
That is literally their tagline.
And it's, for whatever reason, the most delicious Cadbury yet.
It is so good. It's so stupid.
And when you dip it in hot liquid, all the bubbles melt. Oh my god, it's so satisfying.
The hot liquid.
So yeah, that's what chocolate is like here.
Anyway, regardless, it was delicious.
Chocolate is delicious here. So yeah. That answers that question. Annie also asked, do you miss all of your clothes? And to answer that question, I brought way too many fucking clothes with me. So no, I don't. I wish I had brought fewer clothes.
Annie, I assume that question was directed to me. The answer is no, I don't, because I also brought most of my clothes.
Yeah, we brought too many clothes.
And, Robin is, like, ready to jump to the next question.
We've answered this question. All right, and then Annie's last question, which is going to be our final question for the podcast, is what are you excited to enjoy when you come back to America other than Friends and Yingling? Yingling is the default beer in Pennsylvania, and the surrounding environs, for those who don't know, and I miss it very badly.
I don't miss it. I miss Bud Light because I grew up in St. Louis.
Okay.
I know it's bad. I know it's bad. I don't pretend it's good.
Dude, let's answer this question.
Dude, don't pretend.
As soon as Annie asked me that question, she asked me over GChat, I was like, okay, well, as much as I miss Yingling, I miss Diet Coke a million times more. I've already talked about this on the podcast and on my blog, but, like, I think I miss Diet Coke only a tiny bit less than I miss my family and friends. Colin, name a couple things.
One thing I'm real excited about, not including family, is...
Right. Obviously, the thing we miss the most is our family and our friends. This is about material carnal pleasures.
So there's a few things. One thing, though, that I miss, it's kind of stupid, is American Chinese food.
Oh, we both miss that terribly.
Yeah, like Robin and I didn't even get it very often. Like,
no.
We probably got it, I want to say, once a month we would get, like, carry out or go someplace.
I feel like that's generous.
That's generous, yeah.
Yeah.
But I miss, like, going to these different restaurants and being familiar with the terrible flavors that America has bastardized these delicious meals. But honestly, there's like a few like food things and definitely like good beer. Honestly, the biggest thing that I miss, or not even miss, the thing that I'm like looking the most forward to is going somewhere and being like, oh, okay, this is the place where Robin and I are going to have our life together. Like, it's really, really hard here because it's like, oh, okay, this is temporary. And this is temporary for a year, 2 years, right? But, like, what's so hard is it's like, oh, okay, but this isn't where we're going to be. Like, I want to be someplace where it's like, okay, we're here some... And be like, okay, well, this is where we can raise a family. Because this isn't like, I don't know. Cape Town is great. It's really, really great. But it's temporary.
Maybe we'll feel differently in a year. We'll see.
It's true. But like, as of right now, it's totally temporary. And that's the plan. The plan is it being completely temporary. But it's weird. It's weird being like, oh, okay, well.
You're waiting for your real life to begin.
Yeah. And I feel like I've been doing that for a really long time as well, you know.
Well, that's an excellent answer.
Man, I've had two excellent answers.
You're really good at this.
This is off the kisses.
All right. Well, so I guess because Colin just gave such a great answer.
No, what do you mean, Taryn?
I already talked about Diet Coke. All right, so thank you so much to Evie, Addie, Megan, and Annie D for the questions. And I hope you guys all enjoyed listening to this blast from the past. And we'll be back with regular programming in the next couple of weeks. When we go home, I'm going home.
I'm sorry, that kind of came out of kisses.
Oh, it's so stinky, too. It smells like a salami.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay, so
I feel like I'm in a New Jersey deli.
Oh,